Matthew chapter 6 is divided into two main sections. The first section, verses 1 through 18, Jesus teaches concerning the true disciples' religious life. In the second section, verses 19 to 34, Jesus is teaching about the true disciples' life in general, including our daily concerns and cares about this life. To introduce the first section, Jesus sets forth a thesis. In Matthew chapter 6, and verse 1, Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." Now following the thesis, Jesus gives three illustrations. Almsgiving, verses 2 through 4, prayer, verses 5 through 15, and fasting, verses 16 and 18. Today we're concerned with the first of these three illustrations, almsgiving. Turn back to Matthew chapter 6 and let's read verses 2 through 4. "Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." Alms deeds, or alms giving, means to have mercy or pity or compassion, and in application has reference to any charitable giving or deed. Alms deeds could be anything from putting money into the collection, to giving one's possessions, to giving or doing some kind deed to someone in need. Now, Jesus taught there's a wrong way of doing alms and a right way of doing alms. The wrong way of doing alms is what we want to consider first, because that's what Jesus considered first. He says that we're not to do our alms while sounding a trumpet. He's not talking about literally sounding the trumpet, but he's talking about bringing attention to ourselves. In other words, don't do your alms and say, "Look what great thing I have done." The second way we're not to do our alms is as the hypocrite. The word hypocrite simply means play acting. We're not to do our alms as a performance. We're to do it from the heart. And then Jesus says they have the reward. The reward is not the approval of God, but their reward is the glory of men. Then Jesus gave us the right way of doing all. The right way is not to let the left hand know what the right hand doeth. Now this obviously is not literal, for such is impossible. So what then is Jesus saying? Jesus is speaking about the kind of person who does his alms in secret, without any fanfare, without any parade, with no sounding of trumpet, but with a quiet spirit, simply glorifying God and helping his fellow man. Notice Jesus said, the reward. The reward is thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. God will give the reward. So Jesus then is dealing with motives. What is our motive when we give alms? Are we seeking to please God and to bring glory to him? Or are we seeking to be seen of men and feed our own vanities?